Hello.
Hello, my name is Shakita. I'm calling from the Alabama Department of Labor Unemployment Division. I'm returning a call back from this number. May I speak to the
Yes,
person
ma'am.
requesting this call?
Yes, this is she.
Yes, how may I help you?
I wanted to file a claim. I just got a notice from my job here. It's saying a notice of availability of unemployment compensation. So I guess I want to try to file a claim.
Okay, may I have your social security number, please?
422-217424.
Can you verify your first and last name?
Jelonda Smith Wimberly.
Your date of birth?
8275.
Your mother's maiden name?
My mother's maiden name?
Yes, ma'am.
Robinson, Pearline Robinson.
And your driver's license or state ID number?
664-3285.
Are you a U.S. citizen?
Yes, ma'am.
Do you have difficulty speaking, reading, writing, or understanding English?
No, ma'am.
And what is your preferred language?
English.
Do you consider yourself disabled?
No.
Did you serve on active duty in the United States Armed Forces for more than 180 days?
No.
And what's the highest grade you completed in school?
10th. Well, I got my GED, so.
And if you're approved for benefits, you have options to receive your payments, direct deposit, into your checking or savings account, or the Alabama prepaid benefits card. The prepaid benefit card will take additional 5 to 7 business days to be delivered to you after your proof of payments, and there are fees that may be charged for certain activities. If you have a checking or savings account, we recommend direct deposit. Which would you prefer?
I have a checking account.
And who are you banking with?
No, you know what? I have a savings account. I'm sorry. Let me get my checking fund. Dang, savings account number. Should have had that. Okay, it's a family security. Family security credit union.
And you want it checking or savings?
Savings.
And their router number?
The router number is 2622-842-79.
2622-842-79.
Uh-huh.
And the account number?
1981-499.
1981-499.
Yes.
And a good contact phone number?
256-520-1414.
Two 256-520-1414.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and your mailing address?
6008 Trent, T-R-E-N-T, Drive. And that's Huntsville, Alabama. 35810.
Okay, 6008 Trent Drive, Northwest, Huntsville, Alabama 35810. Is your resident
Correct.
Address different from your above mailing address?
No, everything's same.
Has your address changed in the last year?
No, ma'am.
It is necessary to verify your identity when filing for UC benefits. You'll be asked to answer and generate questions. Which of the following addresses have you ever been associated with? We have 1435 10 Place South, 25773 Iron Gate Drive, 407 Pelham Avenue Southwest, 704 Oakfield Drive, or have never been associated with any of the addresses?
407 Pelham Avenue.
Which team nickname is associated with the college you attended? Do we have the Lopes, the Bulldogs, the Raiders, the Running Hornets, or none of the above?
None of the above.
And which of the following corporations have you ever been associated with? We have Adams Mart Hotel, Conflict Solution Analysis, International Foods, Walmart, or none of the above?
Walmart.
Did you file or receive unemployment benefits in another state within the last 12 months?
No, ma'am.
Did you work in another state other than Alabama with an employer that is not military or federal government in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Have you worked for the federal government as a civilian in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Did you serve on active duty in the military in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Did you receive notification that you have a TRA certification and stand for Trade Readjustment Allowance?
No, ma'am.
And when was the last day you worked?
The last day I worked was November the 18th.
November the
18th? Yes, ma'am.
Since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Yes.
Do you work for yourself, on a business, or are you a corporate office for a business?
No.
Are you currently working out on a commission basis, or do you have a real estate license?
No, ma'am, I don't. I'm not working at the time.
Are you currently registered for attending school or training?
No, ma'am.
Are you available to accept full-time work?
I am.
Are you available for all shifts in your normal trade or occupation?
Yes.
Are you available to accept full-time work?
Yes.
Are you available for all shifts in your normal trade or occupation?
Yes.
Have you applied for or received a pension other than Social Security from an employer you have worked for in the last 18 months?
Social Security?
Yes, ma'am.
No, ma'am.
Have you applied for receiving a work compensation due to a work-related injury?
Yes.
How many miles are you willing to travel one way to a job?
Up to 10 miles, 10-15 miles.
And what is the lowest hourly wage you accept?
Nothing lower than $16.
Do your attorney work with a union?
No, I don't have a work one.
Did your employee give you a date to return back to work?
Uh-oh, hold on. Oh, shit, my phone. I'm sorry?
Did your employee give you a date to return back to work?
No.
And what was your job title?
I was a head teller. You talking about my last job, head teller?
And what's the name of the company you're filing for?
Family Security Credit Union.
What city and state was this work performed in?
Decatur, Alabama.
And your employee start date when you first started working with them?
June 6th.
What year?
Oh, I'm sorry, 2022.
And what's the work phone number?
256-324-2000.
324-3000. 2000. Have you received or do you expect to receive any of the following pay for any time after your last day of work? A vacation pay, a sick pay, or a holiday pay?
No, I just received a regular check that following week after my last day.
Have you applied for a pension or are you seeking a pension from this employer?
No, ma'am.
And why you're no longer working with this company?
It became too far to drive.
It became part of what, ma'am?
It was too far to drive. It's a 35-mile drive each way. And with gas prices going up, I just couldn't afford it. It wasn't affordable.
So you quit?
Yes.
So it's like it was a lack of transportation, correct?
Yeah, well, at times I couldn't get there. I mean, I have it times I couldn't.
Okay. Do you elect to have 10% of your weekly benefit check with the help of federal income tax? Huh?
Yes, ma'am. Did you mean that was I having taxes taken out?
Yes, ma'am. Do you want taxes taken out?
Yes.
Okay, and we are going to give you a temporary pin. That temporary pin is 24.75.
24.75?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
The following instructions and telephone numbers are very important. It normally takes two to three weeks to process the unemployment claim. However, you must begin meeting unemployment claims requirements effective this week. The unemployment claim we just finished also arrests you for work with the Alabama Career Center system. Your Career Center application will remain active for 90 days. However, you're required to maintain an active Career Center application for the duration of your unemployment claim. In addition, you must either visit one of the Alabama Career Centers or log into alabamaworks.alabama.gov and update your online resume. Failure to do so may result in an interruption in your benefits. You must be able and available to work and actively seeking full-time work each week that you claim benefits. Unemployment claims your calendar weeks that begin on Sunday and end on Saturday. You must file a weekly certification either by telephone or internet in order to claim your benefits for the previous week. Failure to make and complete a certification this week can result in loss of benefits. And if you choose to file through the internet, the web address is www.labor.alabama.gov.
Okay.
And if you choose to file through telephone, the telephone number you call each week is 1-800-752-7389. You want to repeat that number?
It's 1-800-752-7389?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Your weekly certification can be made on Sunday through no later than 5 p.m. Friday, but not on Saturday. Make your first certification by telephone or internet on next week, which will be Sunday, December 18th.
Okay.
An information booklet will be mailed to you. This booklet explains your rights and responsibilities and how your claim is determined. Please read the information carefully. Failure to file discretion listed could result in loss of benefits.
Okay.
Failure to file, if you do not receive the booklet within the next 7 days or have questions about the information, please call 1-800-361-4524. You need to repeat that number?
Yes.
It's 1-800-361-4524.
4524, okay.
Okay. Ms. Smith, we have completed your unemployment claim. Do you have any questions?
No, ma'am.
Okay, thank you for calling the Alabama Employment Claims Line. Enjoy your day.
Oh, you too.